City Council approved a resolution directing City Manager Ralph Lang to draw up a report on the cost, necessity, and extent of the streetlight replacement project, along with the projected tax burden for each parcel of land in the city. Lang says most of the information has already been presented to City Council.
It's really essentially done. And we're just, because we were ahead of the game, we're doing a lot of backstory work because there's a lot of parameters that we have to hit. You know, as far as the physical work has to get done and when it has to get done and all its contracts and all the assessment and when the assessment's done and get the roll done and all that process done.
The city is on a tight schedule for setting up the special assessment district if it wants to take advantage of special pricing from DTE Energy and start collecting on the winter tax bill. A tentative schedule has council approving the district in early September. A series of public hearings will be held beforehand to give property owners the chance to object to the estimated $100 per parcel that the program would cost. The city wants to replace about 1,700 of its older sodium and mercury vapor streetlights with more efficient LEDs. Lang says he's confident replacing the lights will lop $100,000 a year off the city's electric bill. Bob Eccles, WEMU News.